Hey there, and welcome to another episode of Analytics Neat. I'm your host, Bill Bruno. For those of you that might be new here, Analytics Neat is a weekly podcast. It comes out every Monday. I tend to cover media, marketing, analytics, technology, and data, and I do it in a short format to try to make it something easy for you to digest and then move on with your day. I also love interacting with all of you, so you can reach out to me directly on Twitter, at Bill Bruno, using the hashtag AnalyticsNeat. You can also give the podcast a follow, at AnalyticsNeat on Twitter as well. So if you have any ideas, topics, questions, concerns, hit me up, and I'd love to chat. And whether you're an avid listener of the podcast or you're new here and you like what you happen to be hearing, then please rate, review, and subscribe on whatever platform you prefer. If I'm not on a platform that you prefer to listen to, let me know and we'll try to figure that one out too. So let's jump right in. We are less than a week away from WrestleMania. We've now got the Final Four for March Madness. And I want to give a big shout out to my Michigan State Spartans for being in that Final Four and knocking off that Duke team that no one really likes. And because of March Madness, I've been eating a lot of food that I probably wouldn't normally eat, so I thought this week's topic should be on fast food. And specifically, we're going to talk a bit about McDonald's and some of their investments in big data. So why McDonald's? Well, they're set to announce that they reached an agreement to acquire a company called Dynamic Yield. It's a startup based in Tel Aviv, and they provide algorithms that basically power decision logic as a technology platform. So in a retailer world, right, this is focused on sort of next best action, right? Recommendations for products or things that other customers have viewed or perhaps things that others have purchased in addition to whatever it is you might have in your cart currently. And Dynamic Yield was recently valued for hundreds of millions of dollars. And the reports are that McDonald's is spending a little over $300 million on this acquisition. And that means that this would be the company's largest purchase since it acquired Boston Market and that delicious chicken back in 1999. And Dynamic Yield hasn't been around that long, about 8 years. It was founded in 2011. And as I mentioned, they manage data and offer up recommendations based on what you've added to your cart, what others have done. And it takes in a variety of factors, many of which could be a massive impact on the McDonald's business model, given the nature of their business. And what I mean by that is that McDonald's serves over 68 million people per day. Most of those people are through drive-thrus. And I actually had the pleasure of working with McDonald's while at Ubiquity on the media side of their business. And their vision is pretty fantastic, driven by Steve Easterbrook as their CEO. They're very much transformational. They're embarking on digital transformation. And you see that quite a bit, both at the restaurant level and otherwise. One of their flagships is actually not too far from where I live here in Chicago, and their headquarters is just down the street as well. And they have definitely gone digital in every aspect of the word. The drive-through screens, the restaurants themselves with the touch screens that you can order from that make it so easy to order food when you're on your way home from the bars, and also via the app that they've created as well. And what all of this does is create an easier way to capture data and thus take advantage of that format to be able to interact with customers. And this is where the Dynamic Yield acquisition can be extremely valuable to McDonald's. And Mr. Easterbrook actually did an interview with Wired and stated the following. How do you transition from mass marketing to mass personalization? To do that, you've really got to unlock the data within that ecosystem in a way that's useful to the customer, end quote. So the connection to selling products is logical, right? And not only offering options to build a larger cart as you're sitting in that drive-thru or as you're interacting with that touchscreen, or even within the Uber Eats app itself, right? As McDonald's helped pioneer some of that. But you can also recommend other popular items for that locale. Perhaps you can pick recommend items that are popular that day, popular based upon the weather that day, so on and so forth. However, what's interesting to me is where this can go beyond just simple recommendations when somebody's sitting in the drive-thru or in the restaurant or on the app. One example that I saw mentioned in some of the articles as I was sort of doing some of my research was that they could look at changing what's offered on the menu during busy times when the lines are longer and try to simplify the orders. So instead of recommending things that maybe take longer to make, they could make recommendations for things that are much more quick and as a result can keep the line moving and avoid frustrating customers. You could also use this if you take it a step further for logistics and what you stock in each store as well. You know, obviously this isn't new. You already can have information about what's being consumed at restaurants and at what pace, but you can really start to dictate what you're recommending based upon what you have in stock as well, which is very similar to what retailers do with some of the approaches that they've been taking for years. And it's pretty cool to think of how this could be applied this acquisition of Dynamic Yield to help drive, you know, more efficiency across McDonald's entire chain, you know, all the way through to the restaurant, and how it can start to dictate what we're thinking about or what we're consuming based upon the recommendations that it's putting in front of us. However, to apply this, McDonald's had to embark on a digital transformation to get those touch points in place to capture that data in the first place. And at the forefront of any digital transformation, if you're not rethinking where digital data belongs and how important it is, then you're doing it wrong. Digital data belongs not just with marketing, but across the entire business. Digital data should be accurate as possible. You should be rethinking how you're capturing digital data. And you should be looking at it transformationally, similar to the way McDonald's is, as underpinning all of the operations across a business and not just the marketing and advertising pieces that it largely does today. The silos need to be broken down and the data needs to be fed to a variety of places so that people can come up with good ideas, they can innovate. And of course, sales is the goal, but there are many things that go into that sale and other expenses along the way that can be better aligned as a result of capturing better, more real-time / instant digital data. And from McDonald's perspective, they're going to move pretty quick. I mean, if you're spending $300 million on something, you better get some value from it. So they said that you can expect to see the technology in about 1,000 locations within the next 3 months. And they eventually plan on rolling it out to the 14,000 or so U.S. restaurants and beyond. And as I read through articles about this, you know, not everything could be all sunshine, rainbows, and lollipops, right? I did notice some creepy mentions that could show up in future episode of our podcast in one of the segments that we like to call A Little Too Personal. So in talking through personalization, obviously the goal is to get someone to identify themselves, which you'd expect through a loyalty membership or otherwise. You've got people's purchase histories as well. I mean, if McDonald's has 68 million people going through the drive-thru, largely, then they've got a lot of data about purchase history, right? And there were some mentions about license plates on vehicles being used to identify previous purchases and as kind of a common ID for that individual / family. And they assured that it would be an opt-in thing, but that definitely raises some privacy concerns from my perspective. I mean, I suppose license plates are kind of like the device ID on a mobile phone. But this obviously does open the door to privacy and security concerns, especially as McDonald's continues to accumulate more and more customer data. And think about how much they must have already, just given that foot traffic. And so in the words of Spider-Man, I think the with great power comes great responsibility quote makes the most sense here. But I think that's the biggest concern, right? As we talk about in our A Little Too Personal segments, we always highlight organizations that toe the line between helpful and creepy and trip over it and fall to the creepy side, right? And with McDonald's and the acquisition of Dynamic Yield, they definitely have the risk of being a little too creepy. It's different when you're trying to make recommendations about products, or maybe you're making recommendations based on that locale or that time of year. But when you start getting into things like device IDs in the form of license plates and interacting and asking customers whether or not they want to opt into that level of tracking and personalization, I think they might get met with a bit of resistance. Either way, fast food definitely just got a lot more sophisticated, and we'll see how this one plays out and how others in the industry might respond. And while I do have some concerns, and I think customers in general will have some concerns, I think this is yet another situation where McDonald's is leading the pack, and we'll see how others follow. So what say you? Are you loving it? Let me know your thoughts and what else you might be seeing in the industry or other applications of this. I'd love to know your concerns as well. Feel free to reach out to me directly. I'd love to continue that conversation with you. But with that, we'll go ahead and put a bow on this week's episode of Analytics Neat. We'll be back again next Monday with another new episode. And until then, I hope you have a great rest of your week.